Everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, this is called Pack Light. Why you need to be flexible and pack light is because for somebody that's listening today, I know that God is getting ready to open up doors for you. You've been wondering why things haven't been happening for you or when it's going to be your turn. But I'm telling you, you're next in line. I know that's a cliche thing that you hear pastors say in church, but literally, if you're being hard pressed right now, some things get crushed and other things get crushed to produce, right? If you crush grapes, they produce juice or wine or nourishment. They can grapes go into different foods and stuff like that. So they produce. So some people are like, oh, you crushed them, I can't eat them. No, they keep going on into other things. They trickle down. You crush a can is going into the recycle bin, but it doesn't produce anything. It has to be now cut down and remolded and reshaped into something else. So you got to ask yourself, are you going to be the can or are you going to be the grape? And that's the thing. A lot of times people get scared that their purpose and their visions and their dreams are just cans. Like, I don't know if it's going to be successful. I don't know if I have what it takes. But I'm telling you, if that thing is in the back of your mind, if it's on your mind when you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, it's walking with you throughout your day. It is for you. And it's just waiting for you to make a choice. It's just waiting for you to leap. But what we often do is we tell a friend or a relative. It's like we set ourselves up to be talked out or tricked out of our purpose, right? You'll tell the very person who you know will have the most negative things to say, that's the most fearful person, that'll be like, oh, you shouldn't do that. I don't think that's a good idea. What you gonna do about this? What you gonna do about that? How you gonna do this? How you gonna do that? The thing is, you don't need anybody to help you say no. You also don't need anybody to help you say yes. So sometimes you're going to have to be willing to walk the journey alone to your purpose. And the thing is, everybody's like, oh, when I start seeing success, I want to share this with people. I want people to be happy for you. But the thing is, the people who have the most negative stuff to say is because they're scared to walk in their purpose too. So they are not equipped to encourage you. You cannot expect somebody to cheerlead for you who hasn't even committed their own yes yet. So you're automatically setting yourself up for failure right there. So stop doing that. You don't have to take anybody along for the journey either, because guess what? Even when you collaborate, it should make sense for both parties. So if you're thinking that you're going into a collaboration with someone, but yet you hold all the value, that's not a collaboration. For the other person, it's a come up. And so therefore, when you assign and align with that person, you're basically signing up to be a lifeguard. You're going to carry that person to shore, or everywhere you're trying to go, you got to carry that person with you, because they were not supposed to be on a journey with you. And maybe they can come on the next trip. Or later on down the road, once you got everything assembled, you got the map, you've went a couple of times, so you know the route, maybe they could ride with you a couple trips later. But right now, you need to be knowing that this is your time to walk with God, because he has to show you the way. He has to pull everything that's already inside of you that you have yet to discover about yourself. So you got to be willing to walk alone, because sometimes his voice has to be louder than all the other distractions in your life. I'm going to say that again. His voice has to be louder than all the other distractions in your life. And I'm going to tell you, that's the key to success. The key to success is, are you willing to do what nobody else has been willing to do? Are you willing to go through the seasons of extreme grind and sacrifice? Are you willing to exercise your no to your friends and family when you have to be laser focused on yourself for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 22 months, or 24 months to get your dreams and your visions going on that assembly line into production? Are you willing to tell them no when you really want to go out and celebrate all of their accomplishments, but you like, I really got to save money in this season? It's going to be a time where you're gonna have to be comfortable walking alone if you wanna produce and see the fruitions of your labor. You gotta be willing to walk alone. So you gotta be willing to pack light. You got to be flexible because you're going to have to pick up some things on the journey too. So you're going to have to sometimes have nothing in a bag, but be prepared for what you need to pick up on your journey. And sometimes you know what that is? Sometimes that's a person that knows a little bit more about what you're trying to do. Sometimes it's a therapist. Sometimes it's a coach. Sometimes it's a new pastor. Sometimes it's just a mentor or a friend, somebody to tell you, like, hey, I made a million this way, or I did this business this way, and they've had success. So you need to sometimes be willing to just travel with your bag, your pen, and your pencil, and be teachable and trainable. And sometimes you just need to be willing to walk, and God will set everything else to you along the journey. But you got to pack light so that you can pick up everything that He left along. Sometimes the trail for you. That doesn't mean I'm a pick up another person. Sometimes it just means that they're only in your life for a season. Sometimes it just means that they're supposed to impart wisdom. Sometimes God has sent you a person just to lick your envelopes for you to mail out your sponsorship letters. It looks weird, but you got to be willing for it to look weird, and sometimes you're not going to understand it either, but you just got to be willing. You got to start stepping and not allow yourself to be burdened down with another person because you were too scared to take the trip alone. You got to be willing to do what you got to do. And that's the difference between you and someone who has decided to say yes and win, and you who has yet to decide if you're ready to win, if you're willing to do the impossible. And I really want you to sit down and sit with your thoughts and really write a list. Like, what am I willing to do in order to get what I need to get? What am I willing to do in the next 6 months? What am I willing to sacrifice? What am I willing to do for 12 months so that in a year from now, I can be somewhere and I can see the fruits of my labor? What am I willing to do for 18 months? Some of y'all watch TV series longer than y'all willing to commit to yourselves. Some of y'all are in bad relationships longer than you willing to commit to yourself. And I'm telling you, 2022 is not the time for that. It is your time is now. We don't have time stored up anymore. You got to really appreciate every minute, every second of every day towards the grind and towards the hustle that you're trying to put into to produce the labor and the fruits of your labor that you really want to see. Like, there's no more like, oh, I'm gonna do that tomorrow. No, do what you can do today. And all that you can't do, because you just physically can't do it, then you can put off and schedule for tomorrow. But just know, everything that you don't schedule, plan, and work at, it's not gonna get done. It's just more and more time that you're adding that you don't have, honestly, to the clock to when you want to get there. So then when you look up in 6 months and you're like, I'm frustrated because I don't feel like I've gotten anywhere, ask yourself, how many days have I taken off? How many days have I put off for today for tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? How many days have I put off something that I could have done today for tomorrow? That's another day that you're not producing. That's another day that you won't have working towards your goals or your dreams. But guess what? Here's the thing about it. Let me tell you that nobody tells you. That energy that you exhausted not doing it, you still wasted the energy. So guess what? So if you're tired today and you put off something that you didn't get done today and you save it for tomorrow, you still wasted the energy. So you're going to be tired tomorrow too. So you got to ask yourself, like, am I just going to beast it out and be tired and still get it done and say that I actually did it and that I'm one step closer, even though I'm tired? I can't tell y'all how many nights I've been tired, how many days I've been tired, but I still pushed forth because I was tired of just being tired and not having any fruit. Like, I didn't put a seed in the ground that day, and I just got tired of being tired, y'all. So a lot of the pressure is coming from either you're getting ready to push to your promise, or you're literally about to top out because you're continually to waste energy, but you're not producing any fruit. And I get it. Both are equally as frustrating at times, and they're both equally as tiring. But guess what? I'd rather be tired and have the gold medal and be to the finish line than be tired bringing up the rear because I didn't just press forth a couple more minutes. I didn't just press forth one more day. I didn't just press forth a couple of more hours and say, you know what? I got one more task. And maybe, yeah, I'll put three to tomorrow. But guess what? I had five and I did two. And I'm telling y'all, that's how successful people really get it done. People that are juggling and multi handling a lot of different things, it's like you have to put, okay, if you got seven things that you're doing, you like, I'm gonna get two done in the one thing. I'm gonna get three done in the second thing. I'm gonna get one done in the third thing. You gotta do something in every category every day. That's progress. When you see a factory that produces something in mass quantities, there's always a person working each station. A car gets put together in pieces and steps. There's a person who puts assembles the whole car together, and each different piece assembles one piece. It's one person, it's a whole team that works on the door handle, and it's a whole person that actually works on the frame of the door. It's a whole person that actually puts the windows into the door. There's a person that does the leather on the inside of the door. There's another person who puts all the buttons in the finishing seams and stuff like that on the door. So you have to think of your brand and your business just like that. You can be like, today I'm gonna work on the buttons. Today I'm gonna work on the handle of the door. Today I'm gonna put the window in. You know, and you're not gonna have all the know-how right away. But if you take it step by step, do one step to 100%, then start on step two. Then the door goes down an assembly line and they check all of the things that the other people have done. Then it goes to, all right, we're gonna polish the inside of the leather. Then we're gonna flip the door to the other side and then we're gonna paint it, right? And then the door goes down and it gets attached to the frame of the car. And it's a whole assembly line. I went on a field trip to the Toyota plant with my daughter when she was in the fifth grade. And it was just fascinating to see how the whole entire car gets made from start to finish. They said that the whole Toyota plant is the length of five football fields inside of there. And Toyota has a very good business acumen. They say we don't need any square inches that we are not using. Every square inch of their plant is accounted for. And that's exactly how you gotta be with your own brand and your own motto. Every square inch of your day has to be accounted for. Yeah, it's a time to rest. It's a time to eat breakfast. It's a time for lunch. It's a time to be productive. It's a time for work. It's a time for sleep. All of that. But every square inch of your day has to be accounted for. Everybody that's successful has every minute of every day accounted for, especially when you're just on the journey. When you like, I gotta get somewhere. Have you ever taken a trip in a car on a long journey? Like you get a map from AAA and you like, you know where every pinpoint in the road is, you know where every stop is, you know where every gas station is, you know what exit you're supposed to get off to get to the next point, to the next point. You gotta really get your mindset together. You gotta get your schedule together. You gotta get your systems in place. If you want success, success is your birthright. Is this whether you are ready to take the throne for yourself and your legacy or not? Are you ready? What are you willing to sacrifice this year? It's time out for making New Year's resolutions like, oh, I want to lose 5 pounds or, oh, I want to do this. No, you got to look at it like, if I don't do this, what's going to happen to my legacy? If I don't go to the gym, Will I live through another year? How much am I taking out of my life? Sometimes if you look at it not as to what you can gain and what are you going to lose if you stop trying to win, it might make you stick with it more. It really might make you finish this time. It really might make you think, when you think about how much you're losing by not betting on yourself, you'll get tired of losing. Nobody wants to be a loser. You got to be ready to take this journey. You got to suit up. You got to get your shoes right. You got to get your outfit right. And you got to get your mind right. You got to get your whole entire internal system right. It's stewardship, y'all. God calls us to have stewardship over everything. Yeah, you could be successful, your appetite jacked up, but I talked about that in session one of self-awareness. Sometimes things will falter when you're in a season of extreme grind, but then are you got to go back though. You got to go back and clean that up too. It's time to get ready for the journey. I believe that it is so many millionaires ready to get popping, but you guys gotta sit down and assess yourself. Tabitha Brown said something that was so powerful. She said, "I've been walking in the journey and believing in myself for success." She said, and she was like, "As I begin to get more disciplined and I begin to really trust God and listen to God," she said, "that's when it started to happen." She said, and I was hard pressed on every side. She said, they was in debt. She said her husband had to take a job that he didn't want to take, and they had an agreement like, "I'm gonna take you off." She said, and they missed the first agreement. She said it didn't happen in that timing, but she said, guess what? She was driving Uber. She said, and God said, and she was starting her vegan journey. And she said, God told her to go live and talk about what she was eating. And things took off for her. So I'm saying, but she didn't do anything but be herself. And she chose herself. Everything that she's doing now was already within her. And people are like, "Oh, that's just fluke. Her success was fluke." Nah. And she'll tell you, she says she glad it didn't happen when she was younger, even though she made radical moves to go to California, be an actress. She said she had some success, little small successes, but she said nothing popped. And she said until she was fully ready for the journey. Are you ready? Are you ready to take the journey? And don't look at anybody else and how they getting prepared for the journey, because some people are on a different level of fitness than you are, right? But everything that you need for your particular journey is already within you. I have to stress that because we often measure our success or how ready we are based upon what we see other people do. I can assure you what I did for me to get on my journey, a lot of people are not built for it. I could tell you wholeheartedly and honestly, I was working 18-hour days. I would work 18 hours on one job, get off, have 2 hours of sleep, get up, go do another job, go back to work for 8 more hours. Then, and I was working sometimes like that 7 days a week just to have money to funnel into my dreams and my goals. And I still had to be a single mom. There was no time to be sick. It was no days that I could call off, and I still had to figure out how to be at band, how to get a kid to track, how to get a kid to baseball. When the pandemic happened, I had to be a teacher and still work, manage a staff of people, run a couple of businesses, and I had to be a preschool teacher, a middle school teacher, and an elementary school teacher all at one time. And still putting business plans together, still coaching clients, still elevating my own education. And I'm saying this to say, many people are like, that's too much for me. And that's okay. Your success and your journey is going to look different from mine. But guess what? You can do whatever you need to do on your journey. I'm here to tell you, because if I can do all of that, and I just got tired, y'all. Look at your Facebook memories and look at where you were a year ago and a year before that and a year before that. I'm telling you, it is so powerful, because I'm telling you, I was looking at my timeline and I was like, man, I'm tired of working like this. And guess what? A year ago today that we are now recording this show, I had said, I just got off an 18-hour shift, hadn't even been asleep. I hadn't even been asleep, got off an 18-hour shift, and I was like, I'm gonna treat myself to a good dinner. And I put that on Facebook, and I was like, thank God I'm not in the same place that I am a year later, because I did the work. I did the work. I did the work. I was tired of being down, and I was tired of being tired without seeing the fruits of my labor. And I said, 2021 is gonna be the year. I said August 2021 is gonna be the year. And I did it.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hey everybody, it's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
So I hope that encourages somebody that's like, listen, I'm tired of grinding and not producing any fruit. And sometimes you just got to do the one Hail Mary that's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to exercise the power of my yes. And I'm not going to settle any longer for not being able to see the fruits of my labor and not producing. Like you get tired. You get tired of working that hard and putting and investing in yourself, and you're like, I don't see it. And you like, I'm tired of missing out on stuff. But if you are doing the work, let me just encourage you. You one more mental exercise away from really starting to see it. I want you to start tracking your process. Take pictures of yourself. I'm sure a lot of us, I know when I was going through the string season of grind, baby, I was looking crazy. I didn't always have a fresh hairdo. I didn't always have a brand new outfit, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Work if you work it. Your legacy depends on it. You are dependent on it. Nobody can let you down but you. Take pictures, document your progress. I love like Facebook memories or Instagram memories because they remind you of the things that you forget sometimes when you just on this journey out here walking by yourself. When you just out here achieving things, you need to be able to see pictures like, dang, I did do that. I did do that. I'm proud of me. Celebrate every accomplishment. I don't care if it's, hey, today I organized my closet. That's one step closer to success too. Because if you organize your closet and you see what you have, you can see what you can get rid of. Maybe you can sell some things. Maybe you can consolidate some things. And that's more money that you have towards your purpose. Yeah, see, I find the joy in everything. Maybe you cleaned the kitchen today and you didn't have the energy to do it yesterday. So now guess what? You can sit at your kitchen table and write your business plan. Maybe you wiped your mirror down so you can look at yourself and you can affirm yourself today and pump yourself up and be like, you know what, you can do this. And today is the day that we're going to do this. We're going to start putting some steps in place so that we can start moving towards our goals and our vision. Find some things around your house you can sell so you can start giving yourself a nest egg. Register your business. Go get that business account. I don't care if it's $10 in there. Do you know at Chase Bank you can start a business account with no money right now? It's no excuse. You got to have a registered business, but you can go get your business account right now today. If you want to have a business, maybe you like, I aspire to have a career job. Okay. All of those things apply to any goals that you have for yourself. I dare you to write yourself a letter And I dare you to mail it to yourself or have somebody hold it to you and tell you to give it to yourself in 1 year's time or 6 months' time. That's what I did for myself. I wrote myself letters that I wanted to release to myself at certain increments. And I dare you to hype yourself up. I dare you to start believing in yourself. I dare you to take just a little bit of this fire that's in me and ignite your own flame and run. I want to hear stories. I want to see testimonies. I want to be clapping so much and crying so much in 2022 for other people that I mean just crazy faith. Like, I really believe that it could happen. I literally just get joy thinking about all the people that I will meet on this coaching journey and how many people that I can help make an impact. It's not about me though. It's not about me. It's about the God that I know that we all serve, that we are under, that can do it. Because if he can do it for me, I've seen him do bigger things than what he's done for me. So I know that he can do it for you. I'm ready to cheer for you. Like, I'm cheering for you now, and I'm waiting for you still to take that first layup in your business. I'm waiting for you now to slam dunk that first goal that you got for your vision. Listen, you know that you can find me on Facebook or Instagram under I Must Become the Number One. You can schedule your leap session. If you are ready to leap and you just like, I don't know where to begin, I'm ready to take the jump into my becoming. I'm ready to become the total package in my business and my personal self. Listen, go to imustbecome.com. Schedule your leap session with me. It's complimentary. Let's do a 15-minute leap session so we can get you some goals. Let's get you a coach. Let's get you a therapy. Let's get a plan in place, because I want to hear the wins. I want to hear the stories. I want to see you. I want you to surpass me. That's real impact. When you help people to surpass where you are, I ain't no hater. It ain't no jealousy in me. If you winning, I'm winning. If you winning, I'm winning. Listen, and you can always meet me here or beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. to tune in and become the total package and take the leap into your becoming. Listen, don't do anything for man's approval, but do everything with man in mind, because we are all an intricate piece of this puzzle in this circle called life. It's never not a time to become. You could become in your dreams. Listen, you can become in your dreams. Activate the dream, though. The dream is free. The hustle is sold separately. You can do it. So listen, I love you in real life. I'm rooting for you, queen. I'm rooting for you, king. Listen, you can do it. You have the power. You got opportunities for me, my children, and your brother and your sister and your legacy, and a man or a woman that you haven't even met yet. The power is in you. Take the leap. Peace.